Okay. The braisa that discusses Matzah Shira happens to mention something else. There's a machokis tanoim regarding lashin, ein lashin, and what happens if you did, if you have yayin shem with dvash in the dough. And the issue, as most Rishonim understand it, has to do with chimutz. It says something else in the braisa. V'shavin, all tanoim agree, she'ein lashin es ha'isa v'poshrin. That when it comes to Pesach, you can't knead the dough with poshrin, lukewarm water. Because when that we're concerned, it can come with a chimutz. That's the halach. Fek de gemar. Maishna meminachis. The tnan is a first mishnah in Menachis. Daf nun hei. The perek is Kol HaMenachos Bo'os Matzah. It says in the Mishnah, Kol HaMenachos Niloshos B'Poshrin U'Mishamran Shelo Yechmitzu. The typical way that they used to knead the Menachos was with lukewarm water. Now, which Menachos are we discussing? There are all different kinds of menachos. So maybe we should already take a minute now, just before we even see anything further, just to get a little bit oriented. It's going to help us for the whole Gemara, so we'll just take a minute. You have the psukim in front of you, the beginning of Vayikra. Before you even do that, I want to quote a little bit from the Sefer HaChinuch. Not Minchas Chinuch, Sefer HaChinuch. Organizes it very, very well. Karban Mincha, Mitzvah Kuf Tezayin. It's good to have this in your back pocket, just to get a feeling for where do things fit in. We know we have Pesach coming, we have the Omer is a Mincha, we have Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, that's a Mincha. There's Lechem Apanim, Abi Shabbos, that's a Mincha. You have the minchasam v'niskeyam. You have a mincha that comes, accompanies the karbanos, the musafin, the menachos that come with the tamid. There's all kinds of menachos. Wherever you turn, you encounter it. It's good to get a sense of where things fit in, to get organized. So, and then there's menachos that come for a yachid, v'neda v'nedava. That's going to be more the focus over here. So now, he just, in the broader sense, ve'elu ein kol minei menachos shemakrim bizman habayis habos bifnei atzman. In other words, there are menachos that are considered minchas nisachim. Vertzalomer begreiras karban acher. In other words, to accompany the tamid, to accompany a musaf, minchasam v'niskeim ekim edubar. There's niskeyayin, and there's nisachim of menachos. Menachos in that sense are called minchas nisachim. It means the libations, but there's wine, and there's also in the form of a mincha. So that we're not going to discuss. But then there's also menachos that come separate from being associated the grey ras karban. So now let's start with tzibur. What are the menachos that are coming by themselves as a karban tzibur? Who can identify three menachos? I kind of said it just before. The Omer, the Shtei Alechem, and the Lechem Apanim. Those are the three Minchas Tzibur that come by themselves. There's a mitzvah to bring the Omer on Tezai Nisan. That was from what? From what grain?
Barley.
Unlike typically Minchas Mechitin. The Shtei Alechem was a mincha, two loaves, brought on Shavuos. That wasn't actually burnt on the Mizbeach, but there was a tenufa, it was eaten by the Kohanim, but it's a mincha. What makes Shtei Alechem different than all the other menachos? It's chametz tiyena. Furish in the pasuk, that's carbon ratios that you can bring from chametz. That's on Shavuos. And lechem apanim each Shabbos on the Shulchan, that's also a mincha, and that is matzah. Those are the three. And they're all called mincha. That's what the chinuch says. That's minchas tzibur. That's not nigrar with a karban. I mean, there are karbanos that were brought on Shavuos, and there's a relationship between the zivchei shalmei tzibur of Shavuos and the shtei alechem. But and there's also karbanos that were brought together with the omer that we read about in Parshas Emor. But technically, the mincha is not a mincha that's called nigra with the carbon in the same way that a minchas nesachim would be nigra with the musaf or with the tamid. Now we have nine menachas as the chinuch that are shel yachid. What are the nine? Okay, there's a minchas chote. That is to say, if you have a person who has to bring a carbon, he can't afford to bring the animal. He can't afford even to bring a bird, so there's a certain option in some cases to bring a mincha, minchas chote. What do we refer to that? That's part of what klal. It's a mincha that goes up and down. It's a sliding scale. Olaviyoreit, specific averis identified at the end of Parshas Vayikra that are subject to this optional, you know, depending on what you can afford, what you bring. Such as Tumas Mikdash Vekadaf, Shavish Vos Bitoy, the various things the Torah mentions that are Machayv and Karban Ol V'Yored. So Ole V'Yored. When I was a kid, I used to think, probably a lot of kids think this way, sometimes adults do. Karban Ol V'Yored has something to do with Karban Ola. It's a total misnomer. Nothing to do with Ola. It's not an Ola. Ola is a Karban Ola that's Kula Kola and Mizbeach. And you say Karban Ola V'Yored, it's Ole V'Yored. It's a Karban Chatas. If you can afford, you bring Behema. If you can, the Torah gives you the option of birds. If not, you can bring solas. You can bring a mincha. That's minchas chot, minchas chote. Then another example of a yachid, which is, you could say, similar to minchas chote, but not in the same way. What is it? An individual who did something and may have been wrong, but it's going to be determined. No, a mincha. It's sa'orim also, similar to Omer. It's a yachid. Which individual brings a carbon as a mincha? Sota. Very good. Sota. Mincha sota is minchas kenaos. That's in Parshas Naso. That's the second mincha of a yachid. Again, we said there are nine. Okay, number three says the chinuch. Mincha sheyakriv kohen kshikanes lavoda. Shemakriv osu biyado. That's called a minchas chinuch. Okay, everyone has heard the sefer minchas chinuch. Now you know where the expression originated. There's a halacha in Parshas Tzav that a kohen, the first day that he's initiated as a kohen to do avoda, he brings a minchas chinuch. It's an individual mincha, and who brings a minchas chinuch every day? You could suggest it's called minchas chavitin, but it's really the same idea. The kohen gadol machzisa b'boker machzisa b'erev. That is, so you have the minchas chinuch of the one time in a lifetime for the kohen, his first day, and then the kohen gadol is in that level every day being the minchas chavitin. That is four. The remaining five, and that's where we're going to start narrowing our focus for our sugya. The remaining five are individuals, not a chote, not a specific circumstance like a kohen, you know, his first time in his life. But an individual who's pledging a mincha, there are five types of menachos that can be pledged. They're born in the neder and the dava, talking about the yachid. And these are what you find in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, and that's what you have in the psukim in front of you. That's why I say I'm narrowing the focus, but it's good to get the larger perspective, and then we'll focus in. So the remaining five on the list are the yachid, who's pledging a mincha, the neder and the dava. These are the options. You have a minchas soles. The minchas soles is not baked before the kmitza. In other words, the others, there's halach of kmitza, the handful, the fistful that the kohen takes and burns at the mizbeach. That you could consider the equivalent of what by a karban. It's a matir. What's the equivalent? The mincha is equivalent of what by talking about a karban with the behema? Zrika. It's because hadam is matir. Matir the Shirayin, Matir the Basar, it's a Matir. So the equivalent of that by Mincha is the Komets. So Mincha Soles, the oil would be mixed in before anything was baked, and then you would take the fistful from the Soles mixed with the oil and put that on the Mizbeach. The Shirayim were eaten, and they weren't eaten with as raw flour, you obviously baked them. But the baking took place after the kmitza. That was mincha solas. Stam mincha, when someone pledges a mincha, this is the Rashi in Chumash, we'll see soon in the Psukim, someone doesn't say what type, the default nedrim dava that he's bringing is mincha solas. Solas yer karbanu, that's the default. Four more. Next, minchas soles ba nedar nedava, minchas machavas ba nedar nedava. Machavas is something of a pot or a pan. One is not quite as sizzly. The marcheshes is more of a flat type of a pan. Machavas is not as flat. There are a lot more details, obviously, I'm simplifying everything. But machavas is one type. Comes nedendava, macheshes, bas ba nedendava. So we have three so far, soles, machvas, macheshes, and then you have what's called mafi tanur. Now mafi tanur is baked, as opposed to fried. The machvas and macheshes are both in some way fried. One is deep fried, one is not as deep fried. Okay, that's the difference in the nature of the pan. The other is minchas mafi tanur, and here there are two variations. There's chalos and there's rikikin. That's why I say there are five types of menachos that are pledged by nedudava, because you have soles, you have macheshes, you have machvas, and you have mafitanur either as chalos or as rikikin. And there are differences in terms of the way the oil is put, in terms of meshicha or rikikin. That's again more details, not for us right now. So these are the basic categories of menachos. And then the Chinuch goes further and explains that most, some are chitim, some are sa'orim, some are eaten by the Kohanim, except for the kmitza, some are completely burnt. One of them is chametz, as we said before, the shtei alechem, which is called a mincha, it's not actually brought on the Mizbeach. Okay, let's look a little bit at the psukim in Vayikra, and then we'll see the Gemara in the Rashi. Just with having that background of the five menachos that are baner dava. You haven't said anything yet, but okay, yeah.
Is mafetanur a solet?
What?
Mafetanur a solet?
Is what solet?
Is the mafet?
Mafetanur, yeah, of course. Only saorim is the omer and the hasota.
So is the solet one baked? Is it chalot or rikikin? Like, what? How is it different?
It's baked. They're both baked. But one is baked in
and
one way.
Is also baked?
Minchas solet is baked maybe only for the shirayim, but not initially. Okay. No, it's the kmitza. Like all the others, the kmitza is post the baking. Okay, what is I have not yet said, and this is really machlokes tanoim, is when the oil is put in. See, now let's speak it outside, then we'll see a little bit in the psukim, and I'm sure I'll take a question in a second. There's really three points that you can speak about oil, and not all of these will apply for all of the above. I'm talking about the five that we just identified, that bar nedar dava, right? Two forms of mafi tanur, macheshes, machves, and solas. There's when you start off, you have a dish. Let's not call it klisharis yet. Not necessarily klisharis. You have shemen in it. The total amount of shemen used is a certain amount. That's going to be between everything. Yisara, I think. But how does it work? So you start off with a dish with shemen. You put in soles. Then, assuming it's going to be baked or fried. Not minchas solas. So now you're going to have to do that, but you're going to also have to have a second putting of shemen, which is not just a token, but it's going to be belila. It's going to be mixed. Belula v'shemen. Question is, when is that belila v'shemen? Before the baking, or before the frying, let's say? Before the baking, or after? So what you know, we don't. If you didn't see the Mishnah Menachos, that's fine. I don't blame you. But what did Rashi seem to say over here? Rashi in our Gemara. When was the belila of a shemen? Before the baking and frying, or after?
After.
So I want you to know that happens to be a machlokes tanaim. Rashi, for some reason, in Chassid Chinuch doesn't understand why Rashi did this. Rashi took the opinion of Rebbe. In the Mishnah in Menachos Ayin Dalet and Beis, Rebbe says that the beligla took place after the baking or cooking or frying. The Chachamim said, the Rambam Pasuk is the Chachamim, for example, that the beligla of the Shema took place before. Okay, so that's one issue in the diuk in the Rashi. You see other diukim also inside. And then there's a third thing. There's again the matan shemen bekli in the beginning. There's the blila with shemen. And then what's the third thing that we should talk about with shemen? The Torah used an expression, the yatsak, a pouring. That means it's not going to necessarily get mixed. It's like it's going to float on the top, yitzika. And that's another thing that's done. Not necessarily for all of these. Again, it'll be a problem in the Rashi over here, diuk. But you'll see soon in Rashi in Chumash, first from the sugyas in Menachos, that Mafei Tano did not have yitzika. Rashi here is difficult, but the yitzika was another halacha. Now, you have to know the Gemara learns out that all the what says in one place doesn't mean just for that particular case. It differently shown us in the Pesukim. But I want you to realize there's separate things, not to get confused. There's the original shemen in the kli, then the solus gets put in. Then you have, at some point, you have a frying or baking. You have, at some point, a belila with the shemen. And at some point, which seemingly is the last thing, is yitzika. Now, all of this is prior to, of course, to the kmitza. Right? The kmitza. Again, assuming it's going to be a baking or frying, all is going to be subsequent to the belila and the yitzika, which is what the Gemara is going to introduce here, that's all kasher bizar, because it's only mikmitza ve'elach mitzvah skulim. Okay, let's look quickly at the psukim, then I want to go right back to the sugya. Okay, but I think this will help us a lot, just to get oriented. There will be more details that we'll have to flesh out, but for now, let's just take a look at the psukim. Osius machkimos, it's good to know a lot of things outside. It's even better to have a little feeling of how it correlates with what the Chumash says. Okay, this is just a couple of psukim. The parasha of Mincha, there's more details about Mincha Parshas Tzav, also more details. But the first time we're introduced to Karban Mincha, and these are all the Menachos of Nedim Dava that we've identified, the five. One of them breaks down into two, as we said. The Nefesh Ki Sakriv Karban Mincha Lashem, Soles Yer Karbano. This is the Mincha Solas. And the way the Torah writes it, what Rashi points out, the Torah doesn't say V'im Takriv, like in the other cases. The Torah says, Ki Sakriv Solas Yer Karbanos. It's like the Torah is asserting that if you pledge a Mincha and don't explain what type, then what is it that you're going to be intending and what is it that you are to bring? A Mincha Solas. Solas Yerko, that's the Rashi explains. You can look at the Rashi on this pasuk. And what does the Torah say is done with this? I did not mention it was with Levona. That has to be put on as well. Not all Menachos have Levona. Not all Menachos have Shemin. Minchas Sota is an example of exception, and Minchas Chot is an exception in these regards. But meanwhile, there's Yitzika Shemin, and doesn't mention Belila, mentions Yitzika. Now, what does it continue with? The Haviyah ben Aaron HaKohanim. So it mentions Yitzika, it mentions putting a Vona on, and then it says suddenly the Kohanim take on a certain role from when? The Kamat Misham. So who's the one bringing to the Kohanim? Who's the Havah? Who's bringing it? The Baila. And the Kohen, now that it mentions the Kohanim, the Kamat Misham, Melo Kumtso, Misalta, Mishamna, because you have Shemin here. Besides for the Levona, and he's offering it, the Kometz, as an askara on the Mizbeach, Ishariach Mechorachim Hashem, the remaining part of the Mincha, the Aaron Uvanav. Presumably, I think it's a chinuch that says it would be baked, so they can eat it, obviously, and feel like they're eating something tasty, as opposed to eating raw flour. But basically, the Kometz did not require any baking or frying before it. That is Mincha Solas. Again, it mentions Yitzika, doesn't mention Belila, it mentions Kmitza, and it mentions the Kohanim from the Kmitza on. That's the diuk that we're going to make in the Gemara, that prior to that, it's really Kasher Bizar. That is one type of Mincha. What certainly is not relevant here, and this is relevant for other Menachos, but not for this one, is Petita, Pasosa Sapitim, which means crumbling it up, however small. Obviously, that's only relevant when you have baked, fried. then you have this big, you know, it's all now it's connected, and now you're breaking it down into pieces. And really, what does that facilitate, of course, the petita? What does it facilitate to be able to do kmitza? Correct. Masha'enke in a mincha solis, where kmitza was done as solis, so there's no point in petita, of course. The next case in the Torah of mincha, v'chi sakriv karba mincha mafesanu. This is the mincha that is baked. That's called minchas mafei tanur. And here the Torah gives you two options. That's how we interpret the pasuk. Not both, but one or the other. Either solos chalos matzos bulos b'shem, and either way the matzos. Or rekiki matzos mishuchim b'shem. So again, there are differences between them. Rashi a little bit here gives us more details. Harei alai minchas mafei tanur, limed hakasub sheyavi o chalos o rekikin. Chalos are belulos. You know, it's a question of how the oil gets distributed with the solas. Either belulos, that's called chalos, or the rekikin, so it's a different quality and the texture of the dough, and how is the oil put in and distributed, that's called mishuchin. How is the mishicha done? Different opinions. We're not going to go to the fine print here. So we have chalos and we have rekikin. Those are both going to be baked. Rashi concludes by quoting from the Menachos, Kol HaMenachos, this is that Rashi there, I'm reading Pasuk Dalet, Ha'afuyos lefnei k'mitzasan v'nikmatzos ayidei petita. All the menachos that are baked before the k'mitza, baked can mean in the form of baking or frying, and they're going to be broke, it's going to be crumbled down, and then the kmitza, they're baked into 10 chalos. We're talking about mafitanu here, so I guess we're talking about baking. And rekikin will be eser rekikin. Again, more rekikin we translate as like wafers, okay? This is the literal translation. Okay, then you have, so that's mafitanu, which can either be chalos or rekikin. Then comes next. So it says belulos. Does it say biyatzakta here? No. And the end of the day, it's not going to have yitzika. We'll see. V'im mincha ala machvas karbanecha. Now machvas, soles, belula vashemen, matzosia. And in connection to minchas machvas, the Torah mentions pasos asapitim, to crumble it. And it also mentions yitzakta le'al shemen, yitzika. We saw yitzika earlier with minchas soles, now mentions again yitzika with minchas machvas, mincha hi. And then it says, and this is now the fifth, that's Ba'nedon Dava, Minchas Macheshes Karbanecha, Soles Ba'Shemen Teyase. Doesn't say anything about Yitzika, but Gemara learns out that you have here as well the Yitzika. Look at Rashi. What is it means, Machvas and Macheshes? Harei alai Minvas Machvas, Krihu, Shaya B'Migdash. She'ofen bo, Rashi calls it Afia, open bo Mincha, but how? Not in an oven. Ala Ur B'Shemen. So you're baking it in a different kind of a way. You're baking it on a fire with oil in it. The kli is not deep. It's not deep fried. Al it's soft. Umasa mincha shebetoch kashin shebetoch shehut safa haor sorif es hashemen. So the fire burns from the oil. The kulan tunas. Now here, listen to this Rashi. The kulan to unos. All of these require three placing of shemen. Three points that you place shemen. This is not chronological order, though. Look at Rashi says, Yitzika, Ubalila, Umatan Shem Bekli, Kodem Lasiyasan. Okay, what's the order? The reverse. Yeah. The Matan Shri, Matan Shem Bekli is first, Balila is second, Yitzika is the last thing you do. Soles, Balula, Vashemin, Bolan, Baodan, Soles. Here Rashi says that you did Balila before you fried. Okay, again, not like Rebbe, like the Chacham. Posos Sapitim. So here it only mentions Posos Sapitim regarding Minchas Machvas. Rashi says the extra expression, Posos Sapitim, the rabos, Koa Menachos Hanefos, Kodim Kimitza Luptita. All the Menachos that get baked, because of course you have to do Kimitza, so if you do Kimitza, you do Ptita, so it's a Reboy for everything. Yatzata Le'ashamen, it says, by the Minchas machvas, l'rabos kolam menachas liyitzika. In other words, including, for example, the case of macheshes. Oh, yachol at minchas mafei tanur kein. Maybe yitzika, that third placing of oil, where you spill it, is also by the mafei tanur, tamalomar olecha. Otsi sachal, otsi sarikikin, maybe only one of the subgroups of minchas mafei tanur gets excluded from yitzika, not the other, tamalomahi. So what does it come out from Rashi here? And it's based on the Makoros and Menachos, that Yitzika is not done by Mafei Tanur. Again, problem is Rashi in Pesachim Lamed Hei. Elamed Vav. Yeah. Marcheshes, what is it different? Marcheshes Machvas, Kriyu B'Migdash Amok, because it was deeper, Shamnat Savur. So the oil doesn't get necessarily affected by the fire. It's much more buried, dug in. Be'enu or Sofo, therefore Maisa Mincha, so it's like it makes a sound when it's being fried. Knows it doesn't burn it out as much, so you're constantly hearing the sizzling sound. That's what deep fried is, I guess, or when it's a deeper pan. Okay, so we have all these five different types of menachos. What does the Torah say about it? You who are being menade or menade of the mincha, you shall bring whatever type it might be. You bring it to Hashem, to Beis Hamikdash, kriva la kohen, v'gishar la mizbeach. Keep in mind, the Torah mentions something called hagasha. So who's doing the hagasha? The bringing it to the mizbeach? Who's doing the hagasha? Kohen, right? Now, what about the kmitza? When is that? Subsequent to Hagash. So this is something that the Ramban points out, if you got to the Ramban in Seder, that seemingly, what does the Gemara say? Mikmitzah ve'elach mitzvah kuna. Already, what about the Hagash? So by the end of Shia, I hope we'll be able to get back to that point too. Okay? Behir ma'akon man minchas has korasa, v'iktir ha'mizbecha, ishevech nechorach Hashem. Fine. So that's the Torah HaKometz. The remaining part of the mincha gets eaten by the Aaron Ubanav. And then it says further, ko'am mincha asher takrivu Hashem. It gives us the Isser of making it into Chametz, which is going to lead us now to our Gemara and the Mishnah Menachos. How do you prevent Chimutz? Mishamman Shelo Yachmitz, because of the Isser, Kosov Chodvash Vosaktimen Vishel Hashem. The exception is Karban Reishis. That has to do with Shtei Alechem of Shavuos, which is not born on the Mizbeach, but it's still a Karban of Chametz. Let us see back in our Sugya. Yeshua, did I ever take your question before? I don't remember. I apologize.
No, I just had a quick question about one of the I just want to know what a mitzvah sota was.
Okay, a woman who suspected adulteress, the husband was mekaneh her, that she should not seclude herself with somebody, parshas naso. So she brings the... was this helpful? Tell me, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so we took off time from the sugya, but I think it was important. Tov, good, thank you. Let's see the sugya.
And that's not brought with the carbon?
Carbon did too. There's a carbon, a lot of times. But it's not... a mincha is nigrar with the carbon. There's a difference. The Omer, when on Tezai Nisan there were karbanos, there were shivas kibasim that were brought. With the Shtei Alechem there was a carbon. But it's not the same thing as mincha sam v'niskehem, where it's directly nigrar after the carbon. And there's halachas, the relationship. You can bring the carbon now, maybe bring the nesachim later, but it's really a mincha that's nigrar after the carbon. Here, the Torah says as part of the ceremony, you have to bring this carbon, mincha, and you also have to bring this carbon for the behema. And whatever it might be on Shavuos or on the second day of Pesach. Let's see the Gemara. So meanwhile, it says in our Brisa, everyone agrees that you don't need the dough with poshrin. Frag the Gemara, Maishna mi menachis ditnan. Ko ha menachis mi lo shos be poshrin, u mishamran shelo yachmitzu. So it says that you actually do need the dough of the menachos. Now we're talking obviously about those menachos that are going to be baked for sure, maybe fried. So they're kneaded with the oil. I mean, they're kneaded, and you have to make sure that they're not going to become with water, that is. But you can use lukewarm water. Sounds not only is it permitted, it's actually recommended. Maybe dafka tastes better that way. Maybe it's just a better way to do it. But certainly no problem with it. It sounds like dafka niloshos beposhrin. So, and yet over here, by a case of Pesach, We have an Issa Chametz here just like over there, and here we say we don't do it. Now, one could obviously suggest the difference between Chametz and Pesach and Chametz by Menachos. Chametz by Menachos is a lav, it's not a kares. But apparently the Gemara doesn't feel that's enough of an answer. To say that if there's a chashash chimutz, we should be worried about a lav the same way we're worried about Pesach being a chametz. The Gemara doesn't feel that you can just justify by distinguishing between the chomer of the Issa Chametz by Menachos, I guess. I didn't see anyone ask the question. Someone will ask it, but the Gemara feels that that's still, if it's a problem of chimutz, then you should be concerned over there as well. And for the Gemara, so what is the difference? Im amru bizrizin, yomu b'she'en zrizin. So the Gemara is assuming right now, in this point, that the Lisha of the Menachos took place through the Kohanim. The Kohanim were involved in kneading the dough, and therefore Kohanim Zerizim Hein, and therefore we trust them. They are trusted that they won't come with a chimutz, but non-Kohanim, that's where poshrin is not a good idea, and we forbid it. That is what the Gemara says initially. In fact, the Gemara, Ihachi, Milsis Nami Losis, Alama Amrav Zer Amar Rabba Bar Yim Yam Eshmu Echitin Shal Menachos En Losis In Osa. What is Lesita? Sita is the sugya really that leads into the sugya Matzah Shmura and Daf Mem. Lesita was something that was commonly done with chitim or saorim, whatever it might be, grain, before anything was ground. So they would wash or rinse the stalks of the grain with water. It would help to take away some of the filth, maybe, and it would help to bleach. It's not like it's completely stripping off the whole wheat, but at least it takes away some of the coarser parts. So it was a process that would be very typical before making flour. They do a sita. The problem is that it could also create chimutz, even though you haven't yet ground the grain and made any dough yet, but it could also create chimutz if it create, at that stage as well. That's why you can't assume flour is good for Pesach, even if I'm makbid very carefully from the time that I'm kneading the dough, because before anything it could have become chametz in the stage of being grain. So the Gemara has a tzad to say dafka, you should do lesita, because part of the inyan of shimur is dafka to flirt with chimutz. Like we said, the more that the possibility exists of chimutz, the better. And that's, we said the fact that something could come with a chimutz is the more reason why you are yotzei. So that's why there's a tzad in the Gemara later, mitzvah goes sos, but the Gemara ends up saying dafka not, because of the concern that it could come with a chimutz. So the Gemara is asking that it comes out by Menachos Shmuel said that we don't do a sita by chitim shel Menachos. But if you're telling me that Kohanim Zerizim Heim, so the same way you can trust the Kohanim to knead with poshrin, you should trust the Kohanim and do Lesita too. Lesita is usually a good thing. If you have a reason not to do it, you don't do it. But it's certainly something which would certainly be appropriate if it's okay. So how come we say we don't do Lesita? And for the Gemara, Lisha bezrizin isa, Lesita leisa bezrizin. Namely, the Gemara is saying Lisha is done by the Kohanim. Lesita, which is even before Lisha, we're still talking about in a stage of grain, so that is not Shaykh to this reason to the Kohanim. That's already done by the Bailim. That has nothing to do with the Kohanim, so now you have a problem. In other words, that's the difference. The Gemara is assuming still that Lisha is done, I take Zerizim, I take Kohanim, so therefore you can do it by Poshrin, unlike Chametz by Pesach, where individual is doing it. But Lesita, which is before that, so then it's not to do with the Kohanim, that's a problem. Frag the Gemara, but you're assuming that Elisha is with Zerizim, with Kohanim, it's not so. Velisha, mi Isa bezrizin. Velksiv, we have the Lashon HaPasuk that we saw in Parshas Vayikra, v'yatzaka le'ashemen, and then later, v'avia el ha-kohen. So it's clear from the Lashon HaPasuk that it's only from the point of Kemitza and on that the Kohen has to do it. So prior to that, can be a Zar. So we darshan mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. Remade, this teaches us al yitzika ubelila shekshera b'chaladim. Now the lesson of the pasuk, it doesn't say belila in the pasuk. What does it say exactly before it? Which pasuk are we quoting here? Which pasuk are we quoting? What? Pasuk Beis? Is that what the Gemara is quoting? Yitzaka le'shemen v'nasan alei levona ve'aviya sasiz ala kohen. So we should say al b'nei Aaron akonim for quoting that pasuk, no?
Yeah, with the...
They change it?
Yeah, Hagar changed it.
Okay. Ve'aviya al b'nei Aaron akonim nekamat misham. Okay, so the Gemara says Yitzika is mentioned in the pasuk. What else is mentioned? Levona is mentioned. And the Hava is mentioned. Okay, but the Gemara identifies other things as well. Yitzika ubelila. But obviously included in this would also be Lisha. So the Lisha is all done before. Now the only thing is, this pasuk is discussing Minchas Solis. Okay, so you had Yitzika there too. You had Belila there too. Just didn't have the baking. Okay. So meanwhile, you see Yitzika Ubelila Kshekshera B'chaladim. So the question is, so again, the Lisha is B'chaladim, so how can you do with Poshrim? And for the Gemara, Lisha Nihid B'Zrizin Reisa B'Makom Zrizin Isa. What's important is not just the who's doing it, but where is it being done? The zrizus is part of the ear, the Beis Hamikdash. The makom zrizim itself will ensure that it won't become chametz, and that's also sufficient. Therefore, you can do poshrin. So it's true that zar can do it, but it must be done bifnim. The amamar blila kshera bizar. That yes, however chutz l'chomas hazara psula. This is really a machlokes, as you saw in Menachos Daf Tes. Machlokes, the Gemara is taking sides on this issue. That it's got to be done bifnim. The Gemara doesn't explain why. But the Gemara is expanding that to apply to Lisha too. Because that's the whole point. Even though it only speaks about Belila here, not Lisha. So that's a discussion we'll see in Tosfos. Rashi is already alluding to it as well. How is the Gemara answering the question of Gabi Lisha? Okay, so what? So therefore, because it was b'makom's reason, therefore there's not a problem when it comes to Lisha to do it b'poshrin. However, lafuki l'sita, that has neither reason nor makom's reason. Lafuki l'sita, de'ena b'zrizin, that is for sure the non-kohen can do it. But furthermore, v'lo b'makom's reason, it can be done michutz l'mikdash as well. So that's what the Gemara is arriving at the answer now. Not so much that you need Kohanim to do the Lisha, but it has to be done bifnim. But we have to figure out why Lisha bifnim. Belila, we understand more readily. Why would Belila be more readily understood to be bifnim? Because Belila was done in what? What kind of a kli? A kli shares. So once it's niskadish be kli shares, it can't be taken out. Rashi calls that a psu yotze. So we understand by Belila. So why Lisha? And the Gemara is assuming Lisha was done bifnim as well.
Why originally did we go with the assumption that Lisha was only done by Kohanim and only just the Metzias was not supposed to happen?
Yeah, Gemara ends up rejecting it. Gemara initially, maybe Gemara didn't. Good. You want to know how Gemara thought to say differently? Isn't it obvious? Yeah, anytime you have Shaka Vitar, you could wonder about that. Could be Gemara just clarifying what it meant. Could be. Gemara didn't say it exactly that way, so the Gemara pressed the issue further until clarified what the Kavanah was. I don't know if that could be maybe one way to explain it. Well, otherwise, you know, you're asking a good question. You know, the din is clear, so how could the Gemara have been entertained anything so clearly wrong? I mean, if it's not so, we have the drasha that it's Kshera Bizar. So how could the Gemara have thought otherwise? The Gemara would have had said that Lisha Dafka has to be the Kohen. Don't know.
This potion you're dealing with, is it from his gum or from his nuksha? Is it the same as the price of before? Or
We don't know. We don't know for sure it's going to be chametz, but we don't trust you. You know, it's more easily chametz. I don't know if it's not meperis. Maybe it could be chametz gum.
Right. If it was nukshut, then we say that's not so kosher.
From menachis. That's interesting. Right. Right. Well, you have to assume either that if nukshut is kosher from menachis, that we're talking about real chametz, or this gemara goes like the mandamer to makvim machlokas. The nukshut is also pasul menachis. Well, my assumption would be it would be real chametz. I mean, we're not talking nukshin necessarily. Okay, in fact, the Gemara just do the whole Gemara. Maishna min minchas ha'omer. We say, tell me that lesita was not done by menachas because it's not under supervision of the kohanim. It's not been makom migdash either. So maishna min minchas ha'omer. That's what we magdim. That's a mincha as well. The sanya minchas ha'omer losus in osa v'tzover nosa. So they would do a sita on the barley grains and then pile it up. So here you have a sita. It's not the makom, it's reason. And for the Gemara, tzibur shiny. So Rashi's preferred pshat is tzibur shiny means that it's done under supervision of Beis Din with the whole kahal. So Beis Din can accomplish what Kohanim can accomplish, what makom tzrizim can accomplish. They will obviously make sure things are done properly. The Meiri says they'll delegate, or Ram Chalava says one or the other that they'll delegate, they'll make sure the people doing it are Zerizan people. So once it's under the rubric of Tzibur and Beis Din, things will be done right. Okay, that's the Gemara. Let's see the Rashi point by point. Yep. Maishna min Menachis, Ditnan Behu, the Mishnah says there in Nunhei, the Baos, or actually the beginning of that paragraph, the Baos Matzah. From the Mishnah Nunhei, umishamran shelo yachmitzu. Here is a little bit of a tumult how to read this. Hochi gasinan kohanim zrizim heim. Is that we have in our Gemara? We don't have the words. We have im amru bizrizin. I see the word magia here. That Rashi, it's not hochi gasinan. It's gasinan is going on before. In other words, what is not so clear in the Lashon is mishtamin, mishamran. That's what you have in the parentheses in the sugya. So what Rashi was saying was mishamran shuliach mitzu garsinan, not mishtamrin shuliach, but doesn't sound right grammatically. Mishamran shuliach garsinan, and then Rashi just gives you a yediyah. Rashi does it sometimes in the middle of a Gemara in order to understand a line of Gemara. Rashi doesn't have to be myrich. Rashi is succinct. Rashi tells you a fact that when you hear that fact, you understand what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara did not state the obvious. Rashi said mamu bizrizin. What are you assuming in that? That Kohanim has reason. So Rashi just gives you an information that will help you make the connection when you read the next line of Gemara. So that's how you read it. Not Hachi Gassina Kohanim's reason. There's no Lashon Gemara that way. And Rashi didn't have such a girsa necessarily either. Gassina goes on before. And then Rashi just wants you to realize, you know, the rule is, the Gemara says all the time, Kohanim's reason name, that's what the Kavana is. Imam Rabbi's reason. Kohanim are going to do it. So Kohanim's reason. Yeah, that's the way to read the Rashi. Okay, so the Gemara says, if so, what about Lesita? What is Lesita? Interesting. And Daf Mem Rashi doesn't bother telling you because we had it already here, and maybe earlier too. Lesita l'shoran b'mayim at, to rinse it, to soak it a little bit. U'kochan machteshes, and then you grind it in the mortar in the mill. L'hasir morsanan k'deshet l'sokan sotan nikia, to take out some of the bran so that the flour should be cleaner. The Meiri, I think, says maybe later or here, maybe later, that also had to do with things that were dirty that were mixed in to it. So you would just rinse it for that reason too. But it would not be done with the menachis. The Gemara answers, l'sita leisa bizrizin, k'shem mevia hazar kvar hisoles. In other words, so he already had a ground. So who's doing the seed? So who is doing it before him? So you can't trust it by menachas to a regular person. Now Lisha, what's this going on now? What's it? What is it going on? The word Lisha here. Lisha Reisa Bizrizin. The Lisha Meisa Bizrizin. No more asks. But we know that not that way, that it can be done by a Zar. Now Rashi explains. What are we dealing with? Lisha Kigon. minchas machvas umar cheshes uminchas mafi tanur. So Rashi gives you the three types of menachos. One of them breaks down into two, as we know, where you can have some kind of a cooking, baking process. She'ofen osa tchila eser chalos. Rashi is mashmen all the cases as eser chalos. The achakach potetin osan, and then you have posos osapitim. Rashi tells you how crumbly you make it. When you crumble it down, so do you leave it a certain shear, or do you completely break it down like it were flour again? Because remember, you baked it. Now it's like one unit. It's like one piece of a cake or whatever it is that you baked or fried. Now, ad shemachziron l'sultan, d'chsiv pasos osapit. So here again, just a yidia to be aware of, the Rashash points this out. In Menachis, daf ayin hey, we had reason to mention this Gemara at some other point. There's a machlokas. How small you make it when you do pesita. So the one opinion is kazayis. There's also mentioned in Brachis, Lamed Zayin. Poses on kazayis. Tan de Rebbe Shmuel says, Mefarchan ad shemachziban l'sultan. So Rashi is going according to Tan de Rebbe Shmuel. That's correct, right? That's what you see. The Rashash wonders why Rashi does that. Rashi just, Siach HaFitumo gives you the petita, ad shemachziban l'sultan, that's the shita of Tan de Rebbe Shmuel. That's the other opinion is kazayis. Again, after it's baked or cooked, fried, you crumble it. Rashi says completely down to flour again. I guess you could call matzah meal, right? So we could call that, right? We could talk about gebraks, maybe, so matzah meal. Kidichsir pasas osapitim. Ve'achar kach. Now listen to this. Another point. This Rashi, there's a couple points just in this one Rashi. Yedias and Menachis, how Rashi is just going with one sheet and not another, and then seems the achakach nosin shemen ubola. So Rashi has the bliga taking place when? After the baking and after the tita. Who holds that way, as we noted?
Rebbe.
This is Menachis Ayin Dalid Amid Beis. That's the machokis in the Mishnah there. So the Minchas Chinuch, in the mitzvah of Mincha, wonders on this Rashi, why Rashi did this. Kuf Tezayin, Os Yudalit, in the Minchas Chinuch, mentions the machokis, when you do the Bliga, Halacha Kechachamim, the Rama Paskins that way. V'ayin Rashi Psachim Lamed Vav, V'zel Shono. V'achkach nosin shemen ubola. Eini yodea lama shana mishnaso kirevi. Why did Rashi do this? Gives you the beligo later. D'gam aliba d'rabbanan. Mikom makom halishok sher bizar. It's the same point. As far as what we're interested right now in the lisha, the kasha bizar, it shouldn't matter when the beligo was done. Before or after. D'sib v'komach mikmitza lech mrs. Kuhuna. And lisha nafia were before the kmitza. So let the beligo be done before the beforehand. V'lam pirsh Rashi aliba d'rabbi shlo kihilchisa. And it's also from the next Rashi, you'll see again Rashi's mashma that way. That we'll see in a second, that Bligo was done after a fee like Rebbe. So that's another point. And then there's another difficulty in this Rashi. V'achakach nosin shemen ubolila, again after the frying, after the tita. V'yotzek. And then you do yitzika. V'komets. And then you do kmitza. Ukshenefa tchila. And yet, when it was done, baked initially, and it was done not ayde kohanim, because the kohanim only took over a kmitza, nilosha beposhrin. Now, what's the difficulty at the end of the Rashi? Va'achakach nosin shemen ubola v'yotzek. What's the difficulty there? Yotzek? Rashi's going on which menachos? Rashi starts by saying, kigon, machvas, macheshes, and milchas mafi tanur. What's the problem that we said, that we had before? Mafi tanur no yitzika. I believe the Rosh Yosef has this kasha in the Prima Gadim Sefer here. Rosh Yosef. How could Rashi say this? The Yotzik. Maybe it's Rav Dafka. He's not going on that case. He's going on the other cases. That's the next paragraph in the Minchas Chinuch. The Gam Tzarech Iyun, the very same oath, Yudalit. The Piresh, the Hanom Minchas Mafitanu, Racha Lisha Fia, Yitzika Loisa B'Mafitanu. Ef Shashigras Lishna, Vakavana Rak Belila. But my other kasha, that why you want to grab it, Tzarech Iyun Ma'od. So, okay. Anyway, so that's the Rashi here. So Limeid Ayitzika Belila, says Rashi, Vahani B'Minchas Mafitanu, La'achar Lisha Vafia Uptita Nidhu. And these things, the Yitzhiko and Belila, by Minchas Mafitanur, took place after Lisha Vafia. Again, what's this Rashi Mashma? When did you do the Belila? When? After the Ptita, after the Afia. Again, like Rebbe. This is another Rashi that goes like Rebbe. Clear? Yeah. Yes. And also mentions Yitzhika again. Yeah, to know the other question also emerges because Rashi says Hani again. The Minchas Chinuch would say it's Shigra Delishna. Rashi puts it all in, but not that Yitzhika goes on all the cases. But that's strange. He is talking about Mafitanur. He mentions Mafitanur alone. The other case, the other Rashi, he mentions the couple of them. So he mentions Mafitanur together with the others. He only mentions Mafitanur, and he tells you Yitzhika. That's a problem. It's a big problem. Don't know. Okay, be aware what's difficult is also good. B'makom zrizin isa. Oh, so the Gemara modifies. So I couldn't. It's not that I meant that the Kohanim did the lisha. Rather, b'makom zrizin, meaning ba'azara. Shahamach, and why was it there? Shahamach vas lamachesh es kli shareis hein. V'chein taner shel migdash. In other words, the point is whether it's macheshes, machvas, or mafitanur. The frying or baking had to be done in Migdash. Once it was done, it was ready Niskadesh. So it had to be done in Makom Zrizin. Now, here you see why it makes perfect sense. If the Belila was afterwards, obviously the Belila was done in Makom Kadesh also. It was, right, it was after the baking. But we're talking about the Lisha, though. So we came into Ba'azara Isa, Chazula Kohanim. The Kohanim will see, Umalam Demoso Li Zarba. But the question is, what about the Lisha? The Makom Zrizin is the frying, the Klishares. The Kohanim technically don't have to step in officially till the Kmitza, but they're around. And they can supervise and they can tell everybody what they have to do. But the Gemara was discussing the Lisha. The Lisha was done before you put it into the pan. The teretz is, yeah, but you don't want to get chametz, right? What Rashi must mean is what Tosa says in the beginning, that since we're talking obviously about not milchas solas, that's no chashash chimetz over there, if you're not going to, I mean, the problem here is more in the cases of mafitanu or macheshes, machvas. So they don't want it to stay too long once you did the lisha. Therefore, they did the lisha with makom kodesh too, because you have to put it right away into the pan or put it right away into the oven. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Umayishna shar menachas to come as Shmuel in losis in osam minchas haomer to tnamba losis in osav it's over in osav she azub meimeha, you piled up that it should flow down, but meanwhile you did lisita tzibur shayni minchas haomer carbon tzibur he v'koes a sokin shugah nasan api beizdin, meaning what ksirasa, that ksirasa api beizdin v'hivuv shugah, you had to parch it a little bit, kali carmel geres carmel ulisita hakob beizdin ubez reason who. The Igadiyam Mitzibur Shaini means not community, but whole with sovereignness. So like it says in the Russian, sovereign. So since you piled it up, Meimeha Zavin, so the water from the Lesita will flow down, the Imach Mitzin, so it won't stay around too long, it won't cause Chimut, forgot Nosi. Rashi doesn't like this Pshat. Why? Chada. The Tosefta Tani Lov Lok Tani Vit Sovereign, El Uborin. So the Russian sovereign is not mentioned in the Tosefta. So how can you make a build on the Lashon Tzibur? Tzofen doesn't say there in the Sefer that Lashon. It says a different Lashon. So it doesn't say specifically that they piled it up. But oh, the Isa Takanta B'Tzavur shall Minachitim shall Minachas Nami Lutino V'Nitzbarino. Then why you say not to do with Tita? You have an option of piling it up so that it drains. If it drains, it should be fine to do with Tita. The answer is it's not about piling up. It's about Tzibur shining. And that's only true by the Omer. Let's eat Tosis. Makom Zimizin Isa V'Imtoma. The hahacha b'minchas mafi tanur mairi shahaisa nilosha b'posrin va'osa minalan shenivleles ba'azara. It's a problem in the Lashon here of Tosis, nivleles. What does Tosis mean to ask, really? The Rasha points out. What should Tosis be asking? How do you Lisha. Know that the Lisha is b'mokum kodosh, b'fnim? We're talking b'minchas mafi tanur. What does Tosis mean? Because the case of Minchas Soles, this is Tosis of Rush points out in Rav Mishan's, there's no issue whatsoever. Why? Why? What's the issue? The only issue of Lisha is only when you're going to be baking it. There's no Lisha by Soles. It's just you don't have Lisha. It's not. It's not going to be baked until later on, whatever. So, meanwhile, we're talking in the beginning, before Kmitza, there's no Lisha. Right? What is the Lashon of Tosa Rush, or Rash Mishan, do you have it? The Tosa is more explicit, but the point of Tosa. We have to be talking about Minchas Mafeitan, or not Minchas Soles. Yeah, what did you say? Nihi delishas minchas solas. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. Nihi delishas minchas solas kishasa bazara. That's the point. Shemim miskadeshes b'klishares. Avol hacha minchas mafitanu mai mitani losha b'poshin. What is it? Don't have Tosa Rush? No. Nobody has Tosa Rush. No, it's okay. It's okay. No one has in shir. Say that. Okay. Thoughts in Tosa Rush makes it a little bit slightly differently. Does anyone remember? No? I have it in my office, Daniel. You want to see? Just see the Rush. Let's see. Okay. The problem of Tosa is how do you know it was Nigosh Ba'azara? So the way he says it, Minchas Soles. Miskadeshes b'klisharis, so it had to be bazara. But here we're talking about minchas mafeitanur, midik tani nilosh b'poshrin. So what does he mean? Midik tani nilosh b'poshrin. So we must be talking about mafeitanur. So how do you know it was b'kodesh? You don't need a klisharis. Thank you. The mincha soles was miskadesh right away. You put the soles in a klisharis. It was miskadesh. So obviously it was already in the azara already. And so obviously the... Yeah.
Why does nilosh b'poshrin mean it's
soles is not...
I mean, Kolam negotiates with Poshrin. What is it going on? What is it going on? It's going Minchas Soles?
I mean, it says Kolam Nachos,
the Russian tells the Rush, Tema Tenach Minchas Soles, the Lishasa Ba'azara, sounds like there was Lisha. Lishasa Ba'azara, Shabrilasa hi bekushares v'nikmetzes soles. Elo hacha b'minchas mafe. Midik tani. Kol ha-menachos niloshos b'poshrin u'mishamon shelo yachmitzu. V'zehu davka b'minchas mafe u'machvas u'macheshes shenikmatshin achar afiyo v'tigun v'tzorach l'shomar shelo yachmitzu v'tipasol ha-mincha. L'chshash chimot says it to us much, it's only shayach if you're going to do frying or baking. But also, lishu shekodim afiyo v'tigun v'nolshin mikdash ha-isa. So in other words, what he sounds like he's saying is the whole concept of possibility of chimot is only relevant if you're going to bake it or fry it. Then if the kmitza is achar afiyah v'tigun, you have to make sure that by the time you get to do the kmitza, it hasn't become chametz. So that's where you have the issue of niloshes b'poshrin, that wait a second, how could it be? It could become chametz. However, when it comes to minchas soles, where you don't have the problem in the same way, but the kmitza is done right away, so it's not chametz yet. You do the kmitza right away, that's the point. So what's the problem of, that's what he means. You know, what's the problem of chametz? When you do the kmitza, it's not going to be chametz. So you want to do, the problem is lo se'afe chametz. And the kmitza is after the afiyah, so you can't have chametz. So that's where we have to deal with the issue of not using poshrin. That's what the kash is. So by minchas solas, there should be no concern whatsoever. So minchas solas doesn't bother me. So lisha bazar is obvious because the klisharis is mekadesh right away. But here, how do you know that the lisha has to be done bazar? We're talking about niloshos. We're talking about such menachos that could come with the chimutz afterwards. So we're talking about mafitanu or macheshes machvas. No. So how do you, and Elisha doesn't, not yet in the klisharis. So how do you know it's bifnim? The Gemara is assuming b'makom is reason. How does one know? That's the kash. That's what Tosfos is asking too. So the girsa menolon shenevleles bazara, the mashal changes it. Not nevleles, but nirosha. Some either he means that he does either they change it or he means the grisha. The yesh lomar. The gam afitanu hayu lashin bazara samuch l'tanu shel kodesh shelo tachmitz. What does Tosis mean? Because you don't want it to become a chametz, so you don't want to tarry too long between the lisha and the afiyah. So therefore, if the afiyah is done b'tanu shel kodesh, so you have to do the lisha right then and there, as close as possible. So you're going to do it right there. I believe that Rashi would be saying also. Rashi doesn't explain it as much, but Rashi focuses on the fact that it was all baz the Machvas, Macheshes, Klishares, Tanushal Migdash was Migdash. So therefore, Rashi means that therefore the Lisha was done right then. Now there's another answer. Rabbeinu Ephraim Bar Ephraim HaGibor, one of the Bali Tosos. Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, I think. Rabbeinu Ephraim HaGibor is referred to as, and this was, Tosos sounds like his son. Mefarish Da'akarcha Chayulashin Osa Ba'azara. This how I know what they did Lisha Ba'azara. Lufisha Hayu Modin Osa Bisaran Shal Kodesh. They had to measure how much, and they had different measuring cups for lach, also for yavesh. Kidit non perish de midas isan my mishamish bo modi the chol menachis. So the Gemara explains that they had an midas of yavesh to measure for the menachis. They had to put a certain amount of solas. So it became kadosh because of the measuring kli of the migdash, and therefore it had to be bakodesh. Problem is that what the Gemara says? What does the Gemara say? How come it was done? Gemara says, "Da'ama mar b'li k'sher b'zar chud sechum asazar p'sula." Doesn't say because of the midah shel kodesh. Yeah, so that's what the Masha has here. He brings here the kash, everybody. But Tosu says the second answer is because of the Gemara in Menachos that had a midah shel kodesh. That's not what the Gemara says.
What was
measured? They had to measure the amount that you're bringing, how much flour, and also oil you had to be, but how much flour you had to measure with midas yavesh. The Gemara says, The Gemara says the reason is it was done bifnim was because of the bliga. That's next. Doesn't help with Felicia. Now you want to tell me a new reason. That's a new reason. That's what the Gemara says. You want to tell me because they had to measure the solas. So that's why the Lisha was done by Malkum Kodesh. That's not what the Gemara says. Yeah, so Tosus says like this. He brings Tosus and Menachis that there's really a question whether Midas Yavesh was Niskach or Loniskach. The Midas Yavesh was Mekadesh or not. They have aesthetic Lisharis. If it didn't, then you need another reason. That's what the Gemara's reason is about. The Rashi doesn't like that. Rashi wants to say the Gemara means like this. Just like we know Belila is Pasal Chutzal Chomas Hazara. Why? Because obviously the Midas Halach was Niskadish. So once it became measured, the Shemen, and then you put the Shemen in, so now the Shemen is Kodesh already, it was measured. Midas Halach was Niskadish. So that's where the Belila has to be done inside, because the Shemen that you're putting in is Niskadish. So too, the Solas was Niskadish with the Midas HaYavesh. The Gemara just means as a simon to realize that Midas HaYavesh was his Kaddish. That's how he reads into the Gemara. Everyone hear that? That's how he reads. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about this inyan of Kmitza Ve'elach. So, problem is this, a couple of things. Maybe we should look at a couple of Rambans. So, what comes before Kmitza? A number of things. The Gemara mentions Yitzika. Yitzika, we said by Mafitano, doesn't. You don't have, but by the others, you have Yitzika. Yitzika Ksheira Bazar, Mefurish in the Gemara. That's the Drasha. Torah's Kohanim has this Drasha. Rashi quotes in the Chumash. Mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna. So Yitzika Ksheira Bazar. Simri lechatchila. No problem. Yitzika Ksheira Bazar. So seemingly there's Stira and the Rambam on this. So a couple of different Rambams. Let's maybe see a couple. I gave you a few Rambams, right? Everyone remember it? If you have a Rambam, you can look with me. This is also pointed out by Minchas Chinuch, among other people. Seemingly a steer in the Rambam. Let's start Maaser Korbanos, Perek Yud Beis. Okay, Lashon HaRambam. End of Perek Yud Beis. Gives us more Negeat, yeah. Kol ha-menachos tchinasan va-akadasan b'chutz. What's the tchina grinding of the flour, and the kadasan is again sifting it out outside. The lishasan va-richasan va-fiyasan b'fnim. So Rambam paskins like what emerges of our Gemara that the based on the Mishnah and the Nachas, the lisha was kol menachos, the lishasan was done b'fnim. Stamakasha that they raise here, Kol Menacha sounds like everything. Problem is that it sounds like Shtei Alechem, it's Mashma from Mishnayos and Menachos was Lishas and was Bachutz. So after I'm going to say Kol Menachos. Okay, leave it at. The Kol Masehem, Ksheirim Bezar, Achiavo, Beis HaKmitza. First in the Rambam, Kol Maseyam, everything, Sheir and Bazar, Ashivo, Beis HaKmitza. The first in the Rambam, right? That's clear. Everything is Kashya Bazar, one Rambam. That's Yud Beis Chav Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam gives you description of the various Menachos. Yud Gimel, Hey, Minchas Solas, Keitzar Haisa Nasis. Halachavav minchas machbas macheshes keitzad. He tells you, nosin Hashem in bekli, nosin olav hasoles. The first thing is the shemen in the kli, then the soles. Nosin alas soles shemen acher ubolel. When was the bliga rabosai? Mind everybody? According to the Rambam, when was the bliga? Before the afiyah, like Rabbanan. This halach give yud gimuvav. Ve'akach lasha beposhrin. Lasha b'poshrin, va'ofe osa b'machvas v'macheshes, k'mo shenadar, u'posis osa pitim, then pasos osa, v'nosna b'klishare, sounds like the Rambam says the only after is he put in the klishare, because v'yotzek alei ha'shara shemen, v'nosin levonas. Halacha ches, yud gimel ches, minchas mafi tanur keitzad, imchal osu bo ha'soles b'shemen, Lush beposhin ofa uposis venosin bikisharis. The ain ba yitzikas shemen. Ain ba yitzikas shemen by Milchas Mafitanur. Shnema chalos matzos bugulos veshemen. The mekikin hain, so on. That's halacha ches. Fine. Now, further, yud gimel yud beis. This is based on the Gemara in Sota. Seder havoas hamincha ketzad. This is Maisek Kabbalah's yud gimel yud beis. Seder havoas hamincha ketzad. Meidi adam soles mitoch beiso. Bekalsos shel kesef v'shel zavos shel shamini matchis. Kli shel roi l'kli shares. It's not yet a kli shares. He's bringing his soles from home. Vimhoisa minchas hasoles. Then what? No snow with klisharis right away in mekachem with klisharis. So as we know, you put it right away in the klisharis, it means chasoles, and it becomes mekadeshes right now. That's why the lisha there has to be bifnim. V'mhoisa min ha-menachos ha-nefos. Then, ofos ha-sham b'migdash, uposes t'moshe b'yarnu, v'nosin ha-petitin v'klisharis. V'nosin ha-le-ha-shamna uvonasa. That's the yitzika. In the case where you do yitzika, molichei tzol kohen. The Ram mentions Hagosha. Okay. That's Yud Gimel, Yud Beis. Next. So far, consistent. Prior to Kmitza is the Zaris Kasher, except that we have to keep in mind the Hagosha. Okay. We'll get to that too. Now, let's go to Psuei Mekdashin, Yud Alef Zayin. Psuei Mekdashin, Yud Alef Zayin. Kol ha-menachos she-yotzak ha-shemen aleihen posel la-avoda. If a posel la-avoda did yitzika, kigo. Hazar, who can do avoda, the kayotzi bo, Osha Bulalan, or this Zar did Blila, O Patatan, or this Zar did Tita, or before Kmitza, O Molchan, Micha is actually later, Ksheros. What does it sound like from the Lashon Rambam? If the Zar did Yitzika, Ksheros. What does it sound like? The Emma says it comes from the Lashon of Mishnah. So maybe that's why the Rambam says B'diyavid, but it's still not so simple. Mishnah is in Zvachim Perek Yudalit. Ein chayavna lo mishum zaras, lo mishum tuma, mentions a bunch of things. The Rambam is mashma B'diyavid. But it's even more problematic. So that, okay, you know, half a steer, right? Sounds like it's kasha, now it sounds like b'diavad is okay. What happens in the other Rambam? This is the real difficult Rambam. Bias Migdash. So I just read Yipsul Migdash and Yud Aleph Zayin. Bias Migdash Tes Hey. Everyone got this far? No? Okay. Bias Migdash Tes Hey. The Rambam is talking about Zarus, the problem of Azar. This cases of Azar doing Avoda that he's Chayiv Misa, and cases where he's not Chayiv Misa, but he's still violating an Isser. That depends on the nature of the Avoda. There's something called Avoda Tama and Avoda She'ena Tama, Avada Tam. It's drushes, what's considered an Avoda he's Chayiv Misa on. If it's the last Avoda in a series, if it's Avoda She'ena Tama, it's only early on in the Seder, different ways to explain Avoda Tama. But the Rambam mentions all kinds of things where the Zar will do something and when he be chayiv misa, not a chayiv misa. Hamisader shnei gizrei etzim al maracha, chayiv misa. Aval, hayotzeik, sika. Vahabolel, vahapotet, vahamolech. Those things that Rambam mentioned in the other case that are kosher bizarre. The Rambam, even if you say b'dievet, kosher b'dievet. He mentions yotzeik, bolel, potet, molech. It's not called avoda tama. The Rambam says, "Harehu muzar." Veloke. What? Before Kmitza. How could the Rambam say you meant Malkus? Pele. You had a problem, right? It's a problem. Someone pointed it out, Avram. Yeah, you look in the back of the Frankel Rambam, this Rambam, and you found like about 150 references. How to square the Rambam's Mikdash test. Hey, with the Rambam Suli Mikdashin, Yud Aleph Zion, and the other Rambams that we mentioned in Maisa Kabanus, Yitzikas Farm Bazaar, that's our Gemara, that's the Drasha. Here the Rambam says you get Malkus, the Pele, Mamish the Pele. So, to extent that many Achronim, okay, a few of them right here, Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the quote in the Fankel Rambam says, the Rambam, when he says Avapisha Pasal, it's not going on everything mentioned before. Like the Rambam says in Maisa Karbanos, the Rambam's not going on everything. Kiva Eger says it. I found that the Pharisee Yisrael says it too. Pharisee Yisrael is in Boaz, Zvachim, Yachin, and Boaz. Boaz says we have more, you know, more pilpulim. Os Aleph, the first Boaz in Zvachim Perak Yudalit, has the same kasha, the Rambam. And he says the Rambam is not going on all the cases that he mentioned. He's going on some of them, not on all of them.
The Malkus also?
Yeah. Ein lahakshas mashakot Ram zarsha yartzak bol patas sheros. That also the Rambam yitzik abliu as chatchil ksheir bezar, and the Rambam is not going on everything. This one inyan. Okay. Yeah, if you know, it's a difficult Rambam. One inyan. Last point. This is another interesting ha'ara. Specifically, the Ramban Chumash. This you have already in your sheet. The Ramban asks an interesting question in the Chumash. The Gemara darshins mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna. But wait, is there nothing before kmitza that the Kohanim have a role in? What do we call it? The Kohanim seem to do something hagasha. The Kohen does the hagasha to the mizbeach. So the Ramban in Chumash points that out. What does he say? Take a look. Where is it? Yeah. Tzarech shenevayer she'in mitzvas kohuna maschalos bekmitza hagasha kodemes ukmitza, which is pasul bizar v'ikrivoi el ha'kohen v'gishar l'mizbeach. The hirma kohen is as kohen says after the kometz, but before the kmitza, what was also kohen doing? The hagasha ha'kohen u'magishar l'mizbeach, which we the kemarav stromis. The kach shaninu. Now the Ramban quotes here a from Kiddushin, Lamed Vav, end of the first parak in Kiddushin. Says the Mishnah, Hasmichos vatnufos vahagoshos vakmitzos vaktoros vamrikos vakabos vazos noagim ba'anoshin v'lo b'noshin. How do I know tnufos hagoshos are men, not women? This is B'nai Aaron, so it's not B'nos Aaron. Meanwhile, what else do I see? That it's not Zar either. Correct? Okay. So that's three quotes in Kedushin. Lamed Vav. So Hagasha B'nai Aaron. So what's the Pshat Mitzchazal? Avo Masha Amru. Mikmitzu Be'ach Mitzvahs Kohuna Kavanasam. From Kmitzu that's in this Pasuk and on Mitzvahs Kohuna, but not things that are mentioned in the Pasuk prior to Kmitza. What is it mentioned before in this particular context? It mentions bringing it mentions Lavona, it mentions Yitzika. So that's what it means, that's Kasha Bazar. But there's something else prior to Kmitza that's also Dafka Kohen, that's Hagosh. That's the Ramban. Interesting thing. Okay, the Eger on a Tosis and Megillah, Daf Chav, seemingly a steer and two Tosis on the Hagosh. It says in the Mishnah, Megillah, Daf Chav, Amid Beis. This is all after the fact. We did the Gemara, right? So now it's like it's a little bit of Isaac. Okay, because it's a case of the Gemara. What is before Kmitza? The Mishnah says, Ko Ayom, certain things that are mitzvah by Yom, kosher for X, Y, and Z. And Ko Alayla, and so on. So mentions in the list, Mishnah, in the second parak of Megillah, that Smicha, Shchita, Tnufa, Hagasha, Kmitza. And the Gemara explains how I learn it from. That has to be by day. The Tosus says, "The Kmitza Laktara." The Gemara says, "Biyom Savoso." Bechain tnufa.